I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't beat Kennedy.
I just can't push.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jonathan is from Rockingham, New Hampshire. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Eh.
Been better.
Yeah. I guess I'm not quite there either.
Yeah. It's kind of like Kennedy after a bad breakup. You know, you don't put on a bunch of happy songs thinking about what's the future. No, you want to wallow in self-pity and sad songs.
Yeah, but
and
then
eat some cookie dough ice cream. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but then you get up and you brush yourself off and you go take on the freaking day.
Yeah, but you don't. It takes,
it's what we
it
do
takes,
here.
It takes a little while.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It was a long night and it's going to be a longer morning. I'm sure.
Yep. I'm just going to stop trying to be the positive outlook today. I'm just going to shut it.
You're slamming your head against a wall.
Jonathan, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now out of the studio. Thank the Lord.
Take your sunshine to the other room.
I'm saying, just let us wallow over here for just a minute. All right, she's got 2,771 wins, only 230 losses. Question number one, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are planning a tour of Africa where they will be doing humanitarian work. Who's the original band to bless the rains down in Africa before a cover of their song became popular?
Toto.
Question number two. The Bruins couldn't get it done and lift the cup last night. Which of the 4 major Boston sports teams is currently in the longest championship drought?
That would be the Boston Celtics.
Question number three. Rivers Cuomo, turning 49 today. He is the lead singer of which band?
Weezer.
Question number four. Chris Pratt says that he was in the gym the day after his wedding because he ate 12 pounds of wedding cake.
Feel that.
Who did he just marry?
Catherine Schwarzenegger.
And question number 5, actress Ally Sheedy, turning 57 today. She was in The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, and a whole bunch of other 80s movies. In fact, she was part of a group of young actors and actresses who frequently appeared together in those popular films. What was their nickname?
The Brat Pack.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I feel good about that.
Good, Jonathan.
I'm
glad. You deserve
well.
It. I miss the funny stuff all the time.
Jonathan feels good about what he did.
Okay. Yeah.
He goes, I feel good about that.
Oh, see? Then we're doing the good work.
All right, Kennedy.
You're not going to be happy in a second.
Jonathan got 5 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kennedy's like, what? Well, God.
All right, Miss Sunshine.
Let's go.
These are very difficult.
Okay.
Question number one. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are planning a tour of Africa where they'll be doing humanitarian work. Who is the original band to bless the rains down in Africa before a cover of their song became popular?
Toto.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. To be honest, I don't care today. I'm just...
Really, seriously.
Question number 2. The Bruins couldn't get it done. Lift the cup last night. Which of the 4 major sports teams is currently in the longest championship drought?
Sports.
The longest drought yet means like the least winning of all time in this franchise history.
No,
is that what that means?
It's been the longest since they won.
Since they won.
Oh.
No hints.
No hints. Celtics?
Question number 3. Rivers Cuomo turns 49 today. He is the lead singer of which band?
Weezer.
Question number 4. Chris Pratt says that he was in the gym the day after his wedding because he ate 12 pounds of wedding cake. Who did he just marry?
Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Question number 5. Actress Ally Sheedy, turning 57 today. She was in The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, and a bunch of other 80s classics. In fact, she was part of a group of young actors and actresses who frequently appeared together. What was that group's nickname?
Brat Pack.
All right. So question number 1, you said... Okay.
Whoa!
And the suspense is ruined.
The suspense is ruined.
I really didn't think I had that one, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
No, I suspected you would. Yep. But I knew I'd have to go all out at least to have a shot.
Jonathan, you did really well. You end up in a 5-5 tie, and that means we give you the money because it's not ours. Great. It belongs to our boss, Sal, and he hates when I give it away. Also, I have a $50 gift card to Smoky Bones. Give Dad a slab, then pick up the tab. Smoky Bones is serving up Father's Day favorites such as their slow-smoked baby back ribs and signature smoked wings. Jonathan, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jonathan from Rockingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Guys, come
don't
on.
Even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Swathi is from Acton. Good morning, Swathi.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, girl.
We're doing all right.
Hanging in there.
You okay, Swathi?
Same. I'm good. Just driving to work in the rain.
Okay. Did you know the Bruins lost?
Come on.
Stop bringing it up.
I'm sad about that. I am upset about that, indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
All right. Good luck, Swathi.
We're all a bit off today.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy's record on the big board, 2,772 wins, only 230 losses. She is now in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Chris Evans turns 38 today. He played Captain America in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but he's also a local boy. Which Massachusetts town is Chris Evans from?
Boston?
Question number two. Actor Dave Franco celebrated his birthday yesterday. In which hilarious 2012 comedy did Franco play Eric and deliver this line? Annie, will you want to do the line for me, please?
I can't go to jail. You know what happens to handsome guys like me in jail? It rhymes with grape.
Oh my gosh, I know this one.
Annie, you sounded like him too.
All right. Question number three. It's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's birthday. A lot of birthdays today, Dan.
Listen, I didn't sleep last night. The questions are coming real slow today.
Having a tough time.
Doing the best I can.
Are the Olsen twins over or under 35?
Under.
Question number four. Courtney Cox's daughter Coco was seen wearing a dress that Courtney Cox wore 21 years ago. Now, on the show Friends, Courtney played Monica. Who did Monica end up with on the show?
Chandler.
Question number five. Tony Stark's cabin from Avengers Endgame is now available on Airbnb.
What?
Huh. One of the most quoted lines from Endgame is Tony's daughter saying, "I love you blank."
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm still blown away by Annie's rendition of Dave Franco.
It's pretty good.
I'm a big fan of him.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Swathi got 2 out of 5.
All right.
2.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chris Evans, turning 38 today, played Captain America in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but he's also a local boy. Which Massachusetts town is Chris Evans from?
I don't know. I'm going to say Brookline.
He's from Sudbury, Kennedy.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
0-0. Question number two. Actor Dave Franco turned 34 yesterday. In which hilarious 2012 comedy did Franco play Eric and deliver this line?
I can't go to jail. You know what happens when handsome guys like me end up in jail? It rhymes with grape.
22 Jump Street? 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street, yes.
21.
0-0. Question number three.
Crushing it.
It's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's birthday today. You notice there's a lot of birthday questions, Ken? Are the Olsen twins over or under 35?
Under.
She's on the board.
All right. They are 33. We are tied at 1. Question number 4. Courtney Cox's daughter, Coco, was seen wearing a dress that Courtney Cox wore 21 years ago. Now, on the show Friends, Courtney played Monica. Who did Monica end up with on the show?
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
Tied at two. Question number five. Tony Stark's cabin from Avengers Endgame is now available for rent on Airbnb. One of the most quoted lines from Endgame is Tony's daughter saying, "I love you, blank."
Dad?
Your mom, I think, is the correct answer, Kennedy.
I feel like Dad would go there.
I love your mom.
Dad was the right choice.
I love you 3,000, Kennedy.
Oh, obviously. Who the knows that?
People who watch the movie.
Yeah, well, that's not everybody.
I love you, Dad.
Seems nicer
love
than
you,
3,000. What's a 3,000?
I love you.
It's the percentage.
It's the number of points that the Blues scored on us last night.
3,000.
I suppose I should probably.
Kennedy, you get the win. I'm sorry, Swathi, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers November 24th at the TD Garden, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Swathi, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy brought to you by our friends at Cumberland Farms. Julie's from Gloucester. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Julie is a certified Zumba instructor.
What?
Love it.
Can I come?
I want to see your certificate.
Oh, I will mail it to you.
Okay.
It's dancing. That makes you lose weight. It's so fun.
I want to go.
You ain't going to drive to the North Shore.
It's so much fun. It's like an easier way to kind of just have a good time and lose weight at the same time.
Totally.
But Gloucester's far.
Without alcohol.
Yeah. Or a little bit.
I mean, you could if you really wanted to. Nobody knows what's in those water bottles.
A light buzz.
I'd be like, bleh.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Julie?
All right, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. A reminder, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy now in that soundproof booth. She can't hear any of the questions I'm about to ask you. An animated Spice Girls movie is in the works, and unlike the real live reunion, all five girls are on board. Which Spice Girl bailed on the live reunion tour?
Oh, Jerry?
Question number two.
Jerry.
Boston Bruins fan John Kaczynski was at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night, and while things didn't go his way, he did get a little jab in on St. Louis Blues supporter Jenna Fischer. Which movie did John star in alongside his wife, Emily Blunt, where the characters couldn't talk?
The Quiet Place.
Question number three. According to a website called Fictional World, Forrest Gump ran a total of 15,248 miles during his long run.
Nice.
Which state was Forrest Gump from? Even playing on their college football team.
Alabama.
Question number four. Selena Gomez is the third most followed person on Instagram, but she doesn't even have it on her phone anymore. Soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo is first, and another female pop star is second. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Question number five. Fun fact. Thursday, the main cast of Seinfeld dated a collective 212 people over the course of the show. Jerry dated the most. Which of the other three came in second, George, Elaine, or Kramer?
Elaine.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Two out of five correct for
all
Julie.
Right. Tumba.
Tumba.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
An animated Spice Girls movie is in the works, and unlike the real live reunion, all five girls are on board. Which Spice Girl bailed on the live reunion tour?
Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham.
Meatloaf better be in that movie, I'm just saying.
Right? He better drive that bus.
1-0, question number two. Boston Bruins fan John Kaczynski was at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night, and while things didn't go his way, he did get a little jab in on St. Louis Blues supporter Jenna Fischer. Which movie did John star in alongside his wife, Emily Blunt, where the characters couldn't talk?
Quiet Place?
Mary Poppins.
Oh. 2-1. Question number three. According to a website called fictional world. Forrest Gump ran a total of 15,248 miles during his long run.
Wow.
Which state was Forrest Gump from, even playing on their college football team?
Alabama!
Greenbow, Alabama!
3-2, question number 4. Selena Gomez is the third most followed person on Instagram, and she doesn't even have the app on her phone anymore. Soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo is first. Another female pop star is in second. Who is she?
She is...
someone.
Katy Perry.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, I missed that one too.
3-2, question number 5. Fun fact Thursday, the main cast of Seinfeld dated a collective 212 people over the course of the show. Jerry dated the most. Which of the other three came in second? George, Elaine, or Kramer?
Elaine.
It was actually George.
The Summer of George!
Oh, right.
3-2 is the final score, Kennedy. You get the win. Julie, good news. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Jennifer Lopez, July 16th at the Woo! Xfinity Center. Tickets on sale now. You enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Julie from Gloucester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.